This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about Queen Elizabeth II and the Commonwealth of the United Kingdom. You see, I'm American, and I really do not know about the politics of the UK. I was confused when so many people around the world was mourning Queen Elizabeth II because I thought that the royal family was irrelevant and the idea of a monarchy is archaic. But I found out through Queen Elizabeth II's death that 54 countries are part of the Commonwealth of the UK. So I decided to do the research, find out who these 54 countries are, and the gross domestic product of each country to find out how much influence the royal family still has over the world. Now, before I get started, I have some announcements. My YouTube page has recently been monetized. It's Black Wall Street Tech. You can like and you can subscribe, and you can actually watch my videos to an entirety. And if you really like it, you can share it with your friends to see if, you share it with your friends so they can watch and they can like my podcast also. Now, the first country that is a part, well, countries that is a part of the UK Commonwealth is Antigua and Barbuda. The gross domestic product of both of these countries combined is 1.611 billion dollars. The next country is Kenya. And the net worth of the gross domestic product of that country is 108.691 billion dollars. The next country is Samoa. Samoa's net worth for their gross domestic product is 0.79 billion US dollars. The next one is Australia. The Australia gross domestic product is 345.669 billion dollars. Next one is Kiribati. Kiribati is 0.18 billion dollars. The next one is Seychelles. The net worth for that country is 1.25 billion dollars. Next country is the Bahamas. The Bahamas, the net worth is 11.21 billion US dollars. The next one is Los Gatos. Los Gatos, the gross domestic product is 2.06 billion US dollars. The next one is Sierra Leone. The net worth for Sierra Leone is 4.20 billion US dollars. Next one is Bangladesh. Bangladesh is 312.978 billion dollars. Next one is Malawi. Malawi is 12.398 billion dollars. The next country is Singapore. Singapore is 330.583 billion dollars. Next country is Barbados. Barbados' net worth is 9.81 billion dollars. The next country is Malaysia. Malaysia is 82.367 billion dollars. The next country is the Solomon Islands. The Solomon Islands is $1.65 billion. Next country is Belize. Belize is $1.74 billion. Next country is Maldives. Maldives is $4.57 billion. Next country is South Africa. South Africa is $260.801 billion. Next country is Botswana. The gross domestic product of Botswana is $16.658 billion. The next country is Malta. Malta is $15.80 billion. Next country is Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is 44.815 billion dollars. Next country is Brunei Darussalam, which is 35.6 billion dollars. Next country is Swaziland. Swaziland is 3.98 billion dollars. Next country is Cameroon. Cameroon is 45.20 billion dollars. Next country is Mozambique. Mozambique is $15.760 billion. Next country is Tonga. Tonga is $0.49 billion. Next country is Canada. Canada is $534.624 billion. Next country is Namibia. The gross domestic product of Namibia is $10.62 billion. Next two countries is Trinidad and Tobago. The net worth for Trinidad and Tobago is $21.36 billion U.S. dollars. Next country is Cyprus. Cyprus is $26.008 billion. Next country is Nauru. Nauru is $0.21 billion. Next country is Tuvalu. Tuvalu is $39 billion, $731,317. Dominica. Dominica is $0.56 billion. Uganda is $25,995,031,850. Fiji Islands is $4.59 billion. Nigeria is $428.821 billion. The United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is $817.558 billion. Next country is Gambia. Gambia is $1,498,464,788. That's their gross domestic product. Next country is Pakistan. The GDP of Pakistan is $200.65 billion. Then there's the United Republic of Tanzania, which is $67.77 billion. Next country is Ghana. Ghana is $75.637 billion. Papua New Guinea. I wasn't able to get the gross dimension product of that particular place. Moving on, Vanuatu. Vanuatu is $862,879,789. Grenada is $1,126,882,296. That's their gross domestic product. The gross domestic product of St. Kilts and Nevis is $0.99 billion. Gross domestic product of Rwanda is $11.26 billion. The gross domestic product of Ghana is $3,011,395,060. St. Lucia is $1,737,504,296. Zambia is $20.902 billion. The gross domestic product of India is $1,799.011 billion. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is 0.89 billion. Jamaica is 14.28 billion. And the gross domestic product of Zimbabwe is 20 billion. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is the gross domestic product of all 54 countries. Actually 53, because I don't have New Ghana, New Guinea's gross domestic product. In closing, Queen Elizabeth II, now she's passed away, and now King Charles III is now the King of England. And now the King of England has influence and has all these controls of very wealthy countries within the Commonwealth of the United Kingdom. And now, the only thing that was holding the glue together, the Commonwealth, was Queen Elizabeth II. But now, all of these countries are considering not being part of the Commonwealth of the UK and try to be out here to get their own resources on their own. I say God bless. Everybody's tired of the colonial rule of Western society. This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and I'm Jeffrey Frazier, and I'm signing off.